Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of TBR Podcast. My name is Oluwatobi and I'm the host of the Vibes Residency Podcast. If it's your first time here, you're welcome. If it's not your first time here, I want to make you share. So on today's episode, we have a guest, and she's a guest to TBR Podcast, but she's not a guest in my life.
Oh.
A big go. Anyways, please kindly introduce yourself. Let my fans, let my people know you.
Hi, my name is Cholu, one of the, most special people in her life.
But AKA.
Cholu, AKA Nimi, AKA Oinko, AKA Chocho, AKA We End There.
And that's on period. So today we're talking about something that I feel like is very common in especially in this our generation. And that's what I call it, the spirit of my age mates. So this in context is, my age mate is doing something, why am I not here when my age mates are doing this thing, or how can this person have gone farther than I have, but me, I'm just here, what am I doing with my life, something like that. I brought a guest so we can talk about it. So our guest, aka Nimi. Have you ever been in a position where you sat down to question, my age mates are doing this thing? Like, have you ever been in that situation before?
Many times. Many, many, many times. Many. Not once, not twice.
But yeah, you would like to elaborate.
You say, have you ever been?
Okay.
Nigerians, have you ever been? Okay. Yes or no?
Okay. This is my bad.
Thank you.
So the question goes thus. Have you ever been in a situation? Let me ask it again. You are here now. Let me ask. Okay, so have you ever been in a situation where you felt like, you're not doing as much as your age mates are? If you have, either yes or no, please tell us the situation. And if you tell us if you are still in that situation, if you are not, tell us how you somewhat overcame the situation.
Okay. For me, I've had that situation a few times, right? So I think one of the places where you have that happen to you a lot,
LinkedIn.
You open LinkedIn like this, armor or pressure from left, right, front, center, everywhere you turn.
I don't say I have something against LinkedIn, but I feel like some people on LinkedIn just come to lie.
Is LinkedIn share that you will say you can simply say, if you even want to say that you were a sales boy in a shop.
You were part of the people that orchestrated the demand and supply.
You got a 90% increase in the
but you also push up.
And so like really this thing can get a bit intimidating, because you start to look at people who you graduated with, and you're like, you just graduated 1 year ago. This one has already done this. She already has this. She has done this. See all the things she has achieved. Oh, this one. Anyway, me that I'm even talking, I hope I've not even intimidated anybody before. But really,
trust me, you have. Like you have, make I no lie. This girl intimidate person. You say can call. SD, you want to connect some. I'm going to one outreach. I'm going. I beg you. We are trying to survive and look for daily 2K.
Why? But a small girl. But a small girl. We're not proud. But really, one thing that I always say is that if you know where you are going, you actually have no reason to be intimidated by other people.
Preach.
This girl. No, but honestly speaking, because if I know that in 10 years, this is where I am supposed to be. So in 10 years, let's just use money as a way to explain this.
Yeah.
In 10 years, I'm supposed to have $10 million, right? 10 years from now, I will have $10 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know this for sure. This is where I am. This is what I'm going to have in 10 years' time.
Right.
There's something that I heard someone say one day. He said, so many of us are trying to eat our tomorrow today.
Fact.
If I already know that I'm going to have this in 10 years' time, and I know exactly what to do to get there, why would I try to force it to come now?
But do you know another thing? I'm so sorry to cut you short.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that someone also said. He said, if God shows you your future, you would become complacent. Is that the word?
You become lazy. So there was even relaxed. A story I even heard recently. I think it was Apostle Femi Lazarus.
Femi Lazarus, yes.
He was giving an illustration. So there were two men, right, who they went to someone, another like one babasha or something, to I think they wanted to like inquire about their future or something like that. And so the babasha told one that you will be the next king after the current king dies.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, he now told him that you will be a servant of servants. So the one that was going to be the next king, he now went to his house, so sat down in front of his house, put chair, crossed his leg, say, do you know I'm going to be the next king? You know, Aspa just went to go and sit down, did not do anything. He was waiting for the current king to die. The one that was going to be a servant of servants, that one went by way. He went to go and till the land. He said he will plant crops, he will farm, let him see who he will be a servant to. And so this one, of course, like they continued like that. I think he said about 10 years. I don't remember how many years, Shah. But let's say like 10 years passed, you know, before the current king finally died. And then there was now a famine in the land when the current king died. So when there was now a famine, the people were now like, what would they do about this famine? You know? They now said, somebody now said that, there is one farmer that has a land somewhere quite far, but that the man is one of their people, you know, and all of that. So they were like, okay, maybe they should go to him, you know, to ask for food. And they're like, if they even also go to him to ask for food, that something like that, after they go to him to ask for food, right, they should now make him their king so that they can survive the famine. At least if he's their king, he won't take care of his people, you know, that kind of thing. And that's how the servant of servants was not the one that became king. The one that desired to sit down in front of his house all the time. Do you understand? So there is this thing of like that complacency, really. I mean, it's complacency that is good. Let's not embarrass ourselves with English. But that thing of like laziness setting in,
right,
is really a choice, honestly speaking. Because the moment you know that this is what you are to do and this is when you will get it, so when you realize what your purpose is and you know your timing, you realize that you are not in competition with other people.
Right.
I'm running my race, you are running your race. It's not competition.
Yeah.
Do you get? See, the moment you are looking at, see what my age mates are doing, you're making it like a competition.
You know, so, another thing, a reason why I feel like a lot of people are, let's say, in unnecessary competition, or they see their age mates and they are doing this, is because the so-called age mates, they choose to, they are unapologetic about what they do. Like, they unashamedly show themselves, like, okay, this is what I do, this is my brand, I'm an advocate for this is what I do. But you, maybe you're still trying to figure out, am I supposed to even do one thing or do another? But they maybe, like, at an early age, they got, like, their vision on time and all of that. So, and they are very vocal about it. Yes, that's the word. They're very vocal about it. But they will be begging you to show yourself on social media. Post on LinkedIn, no. Instagram, no. Facebook, no. What do you want to do?
Don't go through the corners.
No. You that you're intimidating people. we are just was figuring our lives out. But what I'm trying to say is that if you are a little more vocal about what you do, you might not feel
intimidated as much. But really, there is that, but there is also the fact that, see, even people that are vocal and they are putting themselves out there, they still sometimes feel like, but this person has done past me. So I'm 22, you're 22. I have worked with the Nigerian government, you have worked with the United Nations.
You have tried to work with government. Somebody that is 22, they are still in university. People should calm down.
So that's the thing, because the reality is that there is always someone that is better than you.
Yeah.
You cannot, like, it is is irrefutable. Just, there will always be somebody that is better than you. It is inevitable. It will always happen. Someone will be better than you. And that's why I say that it's really important to be comfortable in your purpose, because when you're comfortable in purpose, you realize that you're not running the race with anybody. It's your own personal race. Mm-hmm. And then another thing is that we have to realize that seeing what you see outside most of the time is just the glamour. You don't know the hours of preparation that these people have put into it. Now, there's someone, I won't want to mention the name, right, of the
if
person.
If you want to
because...
talk to them directly. Don't
this one. There's someone, I don't want to mention the person's name directly, right, because it's the person's story, and I would rather they talk about their story by themselves.
I know the person.
I don't know. I'd rather they talk about their story by themselves. But this is my own... This is my own personal observation, right? The thing is that I had observed this person spend hours in prayer, hours in Bible study, hours going out on evangelism. So I had observed this person build a consistent devotional life and a consistent walk with God. I'm constantly seeking God's face for clarity on what to do. And I actually saw this person's growth little by little in little steps of faith.
Yeah.
Right? God tells you to do something, you do it. And then you got the result. You got the reward. He tells you to do something bigger, you did it, you got the reward. You know, but many people didn't see that.
A lot of people don't. They don't see.
And people don't really talk about
their
stories.
It's just like how you have like the harvest. When you see, imagine you go to someone's farm and you see large plots of land with so many, you know, let's say vegetables. So many crops. Or so many like yields, like you've yielded so much. But you were not there when the person was planting. You were not there when the person was taking care of the farm. You were not there when the person was like trying to remove all the weeds and all the unwanted pests. You were not there. This person has been toiling. This person has been, you know, praying. This person has been putting in the work. Imagine, you know, apart from even like my age mates, I feel like some people have some people do like unrealistic comparisons. I don't know we're talking about my age mates, but let's digress a bit. Some people have unrealistic comparisons in the sense that you are comparing yourself to somebody that has been in the industry for over 5 years or over 10 years.
Do you understand?
You're comparing yourself with someone that, apart from the knowledge
and
the experience,
even if they are young, see, even if the person is your say, is
the
your
research,
age, but the person has spent more hours preparing than you. So you that you are just trying to start your life, and someone that you did not know has spent 5 years preparing,
five
then you
now
feel, this person, because we're the same age, this person is here. Ah, my age mates are doing this, me
what
I'm not.
Am I doing?
But then it doesn't happen overnight.
We say a lot of things jokingly, which we shouldn't.
Yeah.
I feel like we joke a lot, especially like young people. We joke a lot and we say a lot of things jokingly, which is not supposed to be. Imagine saying, I don't know, but like we joke a lot, which we shouldn't. I'm not saying we should all be serious and all, but like she has rightly said, like we all have like our purpose, and once we find out that like, okay, this is why I was sent, okay, this is what I'm supposed to
do. This is exactly what I'm
supposed
to do.
It will give you so much clarity, and then you will know the time. Like,
and I'm sorry, there's one more thing that I feel like is just very important, and it just came to me, in that we also have to understand that it's not everybody's purpose to be visible.
Of course, so.
It's not everybody.
Let me give you the gist. The people that, right? So it's something I've actually come to learn. Before, I wanted to be like, I want to be popular. Maybe not popular, but I want to have a voice. I want to do this thing. But then I realized that there are a lot of people that work behind the scene. And then if it's money, they have. If it's influence, they have. If it's connection, they have. But you don't see them, like, living unnecessarily, or not even unnecessarily, more like unrealistically glamorous lives.
Yeah, and then I think it's not just about really that glamour thing, no, but also just about the fact that what I'm even really saying is that
I don't know, I have private accounts with 100 followers and 1 million following.
It's not even really just that, but where I'm even coming from is the sense of like you have to get comfortable in knowing that not everybody will be visible. Does True. Not mean you will not make an impact. Do you of know course. How many people made serious impacts until today? We don't know their names.
True.
They made heavy sacrifices and we don't know their names. True. I think the moment you get comfortable in the fact that you can make a difference without anybody knowing you, I feel like it will eliminate this my age mates are.
Yeah.
Because the only reason why you will say my age mates are doing it is because you know what they are doing.
Facts.
Because you can see them.
Because you can
you see may them. Have done so much more than them, but nobody is seeing you. It is not entirely a bad thing.
And like,
because there could be things that you are sent to do that it is not for everybody to know about. Jiggets.
Sorry, I want to talk about something. I want to talk about something. And then this is like, this might not fall into the my age mate category. It might, it might not. But I don't know if you guys remember the. If I'm trashing at anybody, I'm so sorry about that. But I have to just say my mind. So I don't know if you guys remember the Forbes BLK. Wait, I'm going to say this too. I knew that I was going to say it. I didn't know when.
Oh my God.
We're going to
talk
about that Forbes BLK thing. So you know that Forbes BLK thing that was going around like a few months ago, and everybody was like, I just got accepted to the Forbes BLK. I'm so glad to be part of a community. Honestly, I don't have a problem with it. Like, I really appreciate Forbes for doing what they did, right? I remember how people were like, oh, Forbes BLK, I'm so glad to be part of this Forbes, kiniko. There was even one post that I saw, this boy on LinkedIn said, some people, it took them 7 months. Some people took them 4 months. Some people took them 3 months to be able to get this Forbes BLK. Like, the way they made it sound like it was so complex. And I was seeing the cover, so I was like, this is something nice that I would like to do. Let me even attempt it. Let me even see what the whole Forbes is about.
Will I get in?
Like, I was thinking, is there like a rigorous scrutiny, process. A process?
They interview you.
My guy, I just filled one form.
You need to have done this, this, and that.
For one form. And like 1 week later, after 1 week, I was done. I got the BLK, Kenny. I got the BLK. You have been accepted to be the Forbes BLK community. And then I was like, why did... Like, apart from even the BLK thing, like, you know, the cover, the black something cover. You know, someone, if you're looking at someone from afar, you would think that maybe it's because of the impact. Definitely they have impact. But you think that maybe it's primarily because of that impact that they were able to get in. To that
and they even start to feel like that with some caption. That
yes, with the caption, the captions were so detailed. They gave like 7 months. Some people 7 months did not get it. Some people 5 months. Me, it only took me 2 weeks. I think I was like, bro, why are you lying though?
Really, you see the thing in a bit to sometimes like try to portray that we are doing something, we're making impact. Sometimes
it tends
we
add to what exaggerate. They
call pepper, what we used to call it, pepper and spice. I mean, pepper and salt,
sugar, spice, and everything.
Sugar and salt.
I mean, sugar and spice now.
Spice and everything.
Atarudo, just sizzle
it on top. But really, in a bit to show that, I'm doing something, I'm making impact, we add so much.
We exaggerate it, that's
and
the then word.
Exaggerate things. And that's why, you know, some people, you know, start to feel, see what my age mates are doing. But then, understand something, that what you see on screen is not always what is really
happening. Believe anything you see on social media.
So, like, take it's it from very me. Easy to show...
I'm so sorry, influencers, if I'm about to come for you. I'm so sorry. But even our so-called influencers, the lives you think they are living, they are not living it. I promise you. The lives you think that these people are living, like, I want to be an influencer, I want to get brand deals, I want to shake it. They are not living it, oh. Everything is fake life. Well, not everything, but, like, imagine you and somebody...
Not really. Not really, like,
not,
everything.
It's like not everything you see on social media you believe.
See, you really have to
make I keep understand my mouth shut.
See, even if like what you are seeing is truly the life you are living, I feel like everything just boils down to you being contented with where you are.
Contentment is important.
That's the main. Like, you have to be contented with where you are. If not, you'll forever live a life of comparison. And see, you just give yourself high blood
comparison
pressure.
Comparison is a thief of joy. Just
you will
in
give
case
yourself
you
high
know.
Blood pressure and give yourself headache, because you now realize that if you are constantly striving to be where other people are. You are not living your own life again. You are living their life.
Fair.
And I feel like in all these things, we have to place a balance. In the sense that you could look at other people to be motivated to do more. In that, okay, you know that, oh, this is where I am right now. But I should have been able to have done more by now, you know. I see that, you know, this person has already achieved this much. I also could have achieved this much. I need to put in more work.
So what would you advise someone that is feeling like, oh, my age mates are doing this, what am I doing in my life? What is the advice that you would give to them?
Really, the advice I would give is, one, first, know and understand your purpose. That's the first thing.
Bam.
Know and understand your purpose. And understand that you can never know the purpose of a thing outside of the creator of that thing. So don't try to find your purpose outside of the creator. That's just the reality. See, the same way if you buy a product today, you cannot know the product better than the manufacturer. Don't be like Nigerian mechanics that they did not manufacture your car. We see 10 bolts. We put 9 and say number 10 is not important. Are you the manufacturer?
The incubator.
The manufacturer did not know that number 10 was important. It's not you, mechanic, that will come and tell me number 10 is not important. Let's throw it away. Ah, Nigerian mechanics. Oh, God deliver us. But let's not get off topic. But you get what I'm saying. As far like, see, what the manufacturer knows the intention for which they created the product.
Mm.
If you want to understand the product, you go to the manual that was made by the manufacturer. The manufacturer gives you a manual to know how to use the product better. Yeah. And relating this to us being created, our creator knows why we were created. He literally said, I know the purpose that I have for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you.
Mm-hmm.
I had a purpose for you.
For you.
So you cannot hope to know the purpose of a creation outside of the creator. So you have to go to the creator. He already gave you a manual. He gave you the Bible. That's your manual where you discover your purpose, because that is the word of God. So that is where you discover your purpose. And once you discover your purpose, you have to be comfortable in it.
Mm-hmm.
So much more than discovering your purpose, once you know what God will have you do, wait on a strategy for him on how to go about it. And that strategy will come with timing for you.
Yeah.
You know how to go about it.
Yeah.
And you know when and what to do part time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So once you know that you are in the center of God's will part time, I promise you, comparison, you cannot have time.
You won't.
See, when you are focused on your purpose, you don't even have time to be comparing yourself with other people, because you know the vision you are running with.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen a runner on the track that is looking at the finish line and will still be checking all the other runners? Which runner runs forward looking backward? Ah, the girl is good. Oh no, the girl is good. Which runner will run forward looking backward? Okay, sorry, bro. I'm happy, ma. But really, honestly, on a serious note, once you know your purpose and you know your goal, focus on that. Let your focus be there and run towards it. Run towards it. Write the vision, make it plain. And run towards it. Don't be bothered about, if anything, draw inspiration from other people, but don't let that discourage you. Oh, see what my age mates are
don't
doing.
Don't go and be getting
jealous
of your
mentor. Don't give yourself unnecessary hypertension, unnecessary high blood pressure.
People that you're supposed to be, you know, in collaboration with, you're not in competition. And the competition is, you're not even just in competition with, because they don't know that you're in competition.
That's not the sad part. You are competing with the competitor, and the competitor does not know you are competing.
Oh, gosh.
That's why. And you know, some people, they even take it further than competition. They now start to hate those people.
Right.
Understand something. Hatred, we always hate. Abi, hatred will always hurt the hater more than the hated. Because because really, see, if you are hating on me and I'm living my life, every time you see me succeeding in something, invite your body and me, I'm still succeeding. I live in my life.
To mention somebody's
name. Don't mention me. So, like, really, honestly, that's the main thing. Gosh. Identify your purpose, mm-hmm. focus on it, and run towards it. If anything, draw inspiration from others. Don't make it a source of competition. Draw inspiration. Don't follow. Mm-hmm. Draw inspiration. Don't pursue competition.
Collaboration over competition. Bam.
Simple and
straightforward.
That's good. I think I like that. Collaboration over competition.
Go and write it down. Pen is down in case you haven't done that.
We are taking notes, ma.
Anyways, thank you. Thank you so much, Tolu. I feel like this episode is much needed because it's something that is very common and something that happens like with everybody. I feel like at some point, even if you haven't, you might be tempted to think that, how come this person is doing better than me?
Mm-hmm.
But thank you for dropping the words of wisdom to us. Like,
I hope you took notes.
Of course, ma. My book is full.
That's cool.
I hope you guys took notes as well. Anyways, thank you so much once again for coming to this episode.
It is a little words of ours.
We, the members and the components and the...
Components.
The members of...
You've written IETS before.
We, the members of the... Vibe Residency podcast, we say TVR.
thank you for coming
and for my listeners, I'm thanking you. We say we appreciate you.
Okay. Thank you for appreciating me, but we also appreciate all of you.
Thank you. So thank you all for coming. Thank you for listening to this episode. Please make sure to share with your friends, your families, and your loved ones.
Sharing
is caring. Yeah, give a rating on Spotify. You can also subscribe.
They can subscribe now.
They'll subscribe. Mommy, they'll subscribe.
Subscribe. Yeah. Share and subscribe.
Yeah. Thanks. And God bless.